You're in the mix in HD2 Sound with Ty. You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quartet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, Blessed. I will be right here with you till 11 a.m., playing the very best in gospel music. Let's get started.
Acts 1 and 8 tells us, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Yeah. Then Philippians tells me that I can do all things with Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, sir. But 2 Timothy told me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Somebody needs your power.
Power, come down.
I'm gonna keep right on. praying
till the powers come down.
I'm gonna keep on praying
till the powers come down.
I'm gonna keep on
power to make me sober,
right? We need your power.
given. It is. Was falling by the way, Lord.
The way.
Then when I pray at night, let me say this. Just to know I've done my best. I wanna go home to lay down. But do this, Master. Let my name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you just do that, that's my plea, Lord. Let me say this one more time. Just let it. Let my name be number with the blessed. Father, now thank you for that. That'll be mine. I believe.
I hope you're having a great time. I got more music on the way. It's 15 minutes after 8 a.m. and on a beautiful sunny day. I'm your host, Blessed. Now back with more music.
hurt me so bad when you strayed away. We were so close. You decided you wanted to enjoy life, so you just had to go. But you know, just like I know, that God has a plan for you. I don't care where you may go, my friend. This one thing I know is true. It's just a matter of time. And you'll be back. I don't know how long, but his patience is so strong. So go ahead and run. Do what you want. What I'm saying is true. It's a matter of time, and you will, you'll be back.
You'll be back.
We sang together in the choir. We walked to Sunday school. I can remember the very night when the Spirit fell on you. But somewhere along the way, you got discouraged, and you told me that you were through. I want you to know that I still love you, my friend. Yes, I do. And I'm still praying for you. I believe it's just a matter of time. And you'll be back.
You'll be back.
I don't know how long. I don't know how long. But his patience is so strong. Just go on and run. Do what you want to do. But you're sure gonna need it before your life is through. It's a matter of time.
God has given us eternal life, and the life is His Son. That's the reason why I'm leaning on my God, everlasting, everlasting on.
You're catching the wave with your host, Blessed. Join us on our website at nfiradio.com. Or tune in on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network. And also feel free to call in and listen on your mobile phone or request a song at 347-215-8049. We'll be right back right after this.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Understand why when life gets hard, you start to cry. Now you can dry all those tears that come through fear with hips up high. Tomorrow may bring one or two things that you don't like. And if it does, you can rise above.
Crumble, but they were so wrong.
You
my hand.
Encourage me to dance.
When they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say.
You said yes, you
gotta
can.
Gotta sing it one more time.
Yes.
All that I knew weak.
But you made me strong.
You see, they thought that I.
Thank you.
the head to the king's love.
Let our servant rest a while.
Pastor Connie, it's indeed an honor and a privilege to be here today. Amen. To worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. How many people out there know that the Bible says that God is our rock, our fortress, and our deliverer? Our God, our strength, in whom we can trust. Therefore, in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations, in the midst of persecutions, amen. You ought to be able to say these words here.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I
trust in the Lord. Let me hear you sing it again with me.
I will trust in the Lord.
I'm gonna treat every
I want to send a shout out to Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for the comments and all of the listeners that tune in each and every day. I'm your radio host, Blessed. Now, let's get back with more gospel music.
refuse. I won't let nobody steal my joy. I refuse. I won't let nobody steal my joy. No, no. I refuse. I won't let nobody steal my joy. Where is my joy? Say it again. I refuse. I won't let nobody steal my joy. Where is my joy? No, thank you. My joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Jesus gave me my joy when he went.
Bring that one back from the top.
Praise to him.
sons and daughters, we praise you now, and we cry,
holy,
yes, we cry.
I will pray the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne.
I will worship him.
I will worship him, yes, and give the praise to him alone.
He who was and is.
He who was and is. Yes. And is to come.
Hallelujah.
I will sing before the throne forever.
It's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful sunny day. Please make sure you keep some water nearby if you're traveling today, because it's going to be a very hot day. Thank you again for tuning in with me. I'm your host, Blessed. We'll be right back, right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Tennessee.
Since you gave me a brand new start,
what a wonderful change. Just don't go the place I used to go. There's been a revival in my heart since you gave me a brand new start. What a wonderful change has come over me. What a wonderful change. So
blessed. Be sure to tune in Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina, for the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music. And catch the wave.
You know, God is still working miracles. Because he blessed the soul of a little boy in church a short while ago. As the preacher read the scripture of how God can save and heal, he begins to feel the spirit and the presence of God in his little soul. He couldn't explain what was happening to him. And all he knew that it was something warm and something wonderful. And after service, he walked up and gave the preacher his hand. And told him, through your message, my soul was really blessed today. Now later when he got home, still feeling good from the service, he told his mother, he said, Mother, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry right now. She said, Son, come into the kitchen and I'll fix you a sandwich. She reached in the cabinet and took out the peanut butter and jelly. He said, Mother, you really don't understand. She looked at him and said, What is it, son? What is it that I don't understand? He said, Mother, what you don't understand is this right here.
He told her.
Preachers say, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He also said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. He looked at her with tears in his eyes. Now mama, you see that you fixed the wrong food for me.
He told her.
I want
search no more. Oh, I'm the one you're looking for. When you call me, I will respond. Yeah, when you call me, I will respond. When you pull me, I will come running to your arms. I will respond to you.
Call me, I will respond. respond to you.
Oh, 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 oh.
I respond to you.
Oh, 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 oh.
I respond to you.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Oh, I'm the one.
Tell him
I'm the one. When you call me,
I will respond.
When you pull me,
I will come running to your arms. I will respond to you.
Oh. Taylor, I want you to sing it.
Catching the wave with your host, blessed, glory to God, on this wonderful morning, and I pray that you are all well. Look, maybe you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to reach out to you and let you know that Jesus loves you right where you are. You can come to Him right now. Romans 10 verse 9 say that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart, that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you are willing to come to Jesus today, call now. 347-215-8049. I am your radio host, blessed, and I am standing by to receive your phone call, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music and its guests.
catch the wave on the NFI.
Welcome back to the program, and now let's join Pastor Rayshon McCoy from the Barron Holy Temple Church of 204 Field Drive in Garner, North Carolina.
Welcome to the Berean Holy Temple broadcast. We're coming to you here from Raleigh Wood Studios, and we both represent Raleigh and Garner, North Carolina. Oh, I'm excited that you are able to view me today, as well as I'm able to be able to preach to you today. I'm glad that you are able to view us through Facebook, YouTube, as well as view us on NFI Gospel Television broadcast that will be aired on Spectrum TV channel 24, as well as listen to us on the NFI Gospel Internet Radio. And we're so glad to be in your presence today. We want you to turn with us to Psalms 117, and we have two verses of scripture to read to you for this morning. Psalms 117, beginning with verse 1, says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord." And the word of the Lord has been read. Precious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to see. Father, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your long suffering, and thank you for your kindness. We thank you for all of what you have done for us up until this present moment. Now, Lord, I ask that you will prepare the hearts of the people, prepare our hearts to be able to hear the word today and be able to receive it with gladness. Lord, I ask that you would touch those right now that are viewing us that might be dealing with pain in their body. Oh, Father, we ask if you can just touch right now, and that the pain would not interfere with them listening to what you have to say through us today. Lord, I ask that you remember our first responders, our EMS workers, our police department, our sheriff department, our fire department, our state troopers, Father. We ask that you touch them and remember them as they go out and protect and serve. Lord, I ask that you be in our presence today. I ask, Father, that you allow your Holy Spirit to fill up this room, as well as go out and allow the saints to feel the virtue of your anointing. And Father, if you do this for us, we will give you glory, we will give you honor, and we will give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on and clap those hands for a few minutes, and let's give God the praise. Let's give him thanksgiving. Let's give him a thanksgiving offering, because he's been good to us. He's been merciful, and he's been kind, and we owe him the praise. Oh, we owe him the thanksgiving for what he has done for us and what he's going to do for us before this day is over. We thank you for tuning in to our broadcast today. And I'm asking you that has been viewing us, that has been sending your comments and sharing with us what the word that the Lord has given us to preach in this season and how it's been a blessing to you. I'm asking for you all to contribute to blessing Berean Holy Temple as we further the gospel. If you don't know, it costs for us to be on the airways. It costs for us to be able to present this production to where that you can be able to hear clearly the songs that we sing, as well as the clarity of the music, as well as the clarity of the word. And so we're asking that you all would pledge $100 gift to Berean Holy Temple, and you will see our information at the end of our broadcast of where you can send the funds to. And this will be a blessing to the ministry, as well as to help us further the gospel while we are still in a semi-pandemic. Praise the Lord. And so we want you to keep that in mind. We will be celebrating the whole month of April, and we have some dynamic speakers that are going to be coming in and going to be blessing us in our church anniversary. We want to also thank Elder Ashley Doe for the mighty, mighty word that the Lord gave him back here a few Sundays ago, talking about that we are a lethal weapon. And let me tell you something, if the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you, you are a lethal weapon. You are a weapon that no human being can handle when the Holy Spirit is moving in and out of you. You are a weapon that the enemy cannot handle. And we just thank God for how the Lord used him to be able to share in that word. As we move further in the service today, I'm going to sing another song. And I want you to clap your hands and praise the Lord with me. How many can say that we cannot forget what the Lord has done for us? Come on and clap your hands and join with us. Jesus, I'll never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Oh, Jesus, I never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I never forget. No, never. Oh, how can I forget what you done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Listen. Never, never forget. Said I never, never forget. Said I never, I never forget. What you done for me, I never forget. Oh, I won't forget. I won't forget. I won't forget. I won't forget what you done for me. You saved my soul, sanctified my life. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. That's what you done. When I was down, you picked me up. When I was down, you pick me up, turn me all around, turn me all around. You place my feet, Jesus, on solid ground. Put your bells in my heart, is in my hand. I won't forget, I won't forget, I won't forget what you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I never forget, no, never. Oh, come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him for what he's done for you. And I know as well as you know that we cannot forget what he has done for us. Precious Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to stand before your people once again. Now, Lord, strengthen my body, strengthen my voice, strengthen my mind that I may be able to deliver to the saints what you have given us. Bless me now, Lord, that I do no damage to your word, but preach that which is sound doctrine and holiness. In Jesus' name we pray. Come on and clap those wonderful hands again. Give God praise. Give him glory for blessing you to see another Sunday. Today we want to go back to Mark chapter 7, verse 21. And we have been talking about Jesus sharing with his disciples, as well as with the Pharisees and Sadducees and all those others that were around him who was trying to get him to see that there was a problem with the disciples eating without washing their hands with the original ceremonial way that the Pharisees and scribes made law for them to do. And the response that Jesus gave them was, it's not what a man eats that defiles him. It's not what a man eats that defiles or dishonors him, but it what comes out of his heart, what proceeds out of his heart. We've talked about the things that proceed out of a heart of a man who has been defiled. We talked about evil thoughts. We talked about adulteresses. And today we're going to talk about fornication. And as I said one time before, and I will say again, adultery as well as fornication is a subject that a lot of people in ministry are not really dealing with hardcore. They are dancing around it. It's a very sensitive subject. And by them dancing around this, this is the reason why come we hear a lot of information that's being out on social media of pastors that are doing things to disrepresent the kingdom of God. And so the Lord instructed us that he wanted us to deal with these this list that Jesus called out that says this is the evidence. Those who practice these things are the this shows the evidence that they are defiled. I've done some research, and I come to discover that this subject, fornication, is something, as I forestated earlier, that a lot of people is not talking about. The George Bonner Group, you that know their research, had put out in their research that 41%, listen to me, 41% of Protestant baptized believers are in agreement with the Bible that says fornication is wrong. Cohabitation, that is a man and a woman that is living together and they are having sex, but they are not married. 41% agrees with what the Bible said that is wrong. But it was very interesting to find out that 59% is silent on the subject. You come to discover that pastors and preachers and evangelists, they don't mess with it because they feel that it's something that is between the man and God, and therefore they don't need to be reminded of it. And it's a shame that the statistics are that high on that thought process when it should be 59 or maybe more, or I'm going to say 80% or 90% that should agree with the Bible. But because of the time period that we are living in and the thought process that people are in, no one wants to accept or receive the truth of what God is saying. And understand something. You're going to find out here today, the Lord give us the time to do so, that anyone that is practicing this behavior, trust me when I tell you, if you die in the midst of it claiming to be a Christian, it ain't no such thing as once saved, always saved. You will go to hell. I know some may not agree. They probably think this is too harsh of preaching, but as our theme is for the year, talking about preparing yourself to return back with the Lord, this is part of the preparation. If you are guilty of practicing this, you have time, and you better make expedient time to get it right with the Lord. Let's look here at fornication. As we gave the definition, it is two people who are not married that are practicing sex. And you'll find out that fornication and adultery is actually running around in the same circle, because adultery, as we talked about, is a married person having an affair with another married person. He is having an adulterous relationship. He's an adulterous affair. But then we also have some that are married and they are sleeping around with people that are not married, which puts them in the category of practicing fornication. We come to find out that fornication not only dealt with a man and a woman, but fornication also deals with what they call abnormal sex. And that is the kind of sex that homosexuals and lesbians have. Oh, I know right now that there is a cringe in the body of Christ to talk about this because of how we've been threatened by social media and other people to try to silence us, not to preach this kind of gospel, to force people to convert over to the right thing. But I thank God that I'm not afraid of social media, but I'm afraid of God. And if God gave it to me, I've got to talk about it. Praise the Lord. Here we come to discover that people that practice fornication, it leads them to have, they lead them to practice what we call dirtiness. We see that it is considered to be damaging to the mind. It destroys lives. It produces unwanted pregnancies and abortions, guilt, broken homes, which place children without a stable home or about or environment, a welfare dependency or enslavement. It also brings on sexual transmitted diseases such as AIDS and syphilis and all different other type of viruses that comes from this. Fornication is very well known to be practiced in the body of Christ. Now, I know some people may cringe on this, but let me tell you something. This is a hidden secret that's going on behind closed doors. People can stand before you and present themselves to be godly and holy and look polished, but behind closed doors, they have some major issues, and these issues will eventually surface to the top. That's the reason why come we see so many platform preachers, I call, who has a huge audience, who has a huge following. You see where God eventually pulls the cover back and expose the sins that they are practicing that they should not have overtaking their members. Understand here that those who practice fornication are called fornicators, individuals who engage in this lifestyle with having sex with multiple partners of the opposite sex as well as the same sex. We call this premarital sex. Abnormal sex, as I talked about earlier, adultery, even down to finding out that there are some that practice sex with animals. I'm not going to go into all the details with that, but that is part of fornication. The Bible teaches that fornication comes from a defiled heart, which is an unclean spirit within an individual, which controls the behavior of the individual. An unclean spirit is described as spiritual poison. Impure. It seeks to contaminate all of God's creation with filth. When a person is defiled by an unclean spirit, the individual takes pleasure in corrupt thoughts and actions. When a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, his thoughts and actions are heavenly. Now, the reason why I want to show the comparison is because those who claim to be righteous, those who claim to be a spokesman for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, those who claim to be saved and full of the Holy Ghost, when you see them practice this type of lifestyle, it's evident that of an unclean spirit that is operating in them and through them, and it's creating corrupt thoughts that causes them to perform corrupt actions. But if he is saved from the heart, he's sanctified, set apart, and the Lord has filled him with the Holy Spirit, his spirit and his thought action will be heavenly. In other words, he would conduct himself as a citizen of heaven. Here, I want to show you a few examples here today. And the Lord has already spoken to me that we would pick this back up again next week. But I want to show you a few examples here where the Apostle Paul, in the book of 1 Corinthians, begin to share those who profess to be Christians, how that according to chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians, verse 9, and you've heard me talk about this before, how that those who practice these things, he says the first thing he wanted them to see was they would be omitted from God's kingdom. He let it be known that those who engage in all forms of sexual immorality, premarital sex, adultery, abnormal sex, he says, outside of marriage, he says, those people are unrighteous in God's eyes. However, the individual who will practice this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And according to Hebrews 13 and 4, the sea calls, God says that, the writer said that God would judge the sexual immoral as well as the adulterous. In other words, he wanted them to understand and see here that most people do not want to acknowledge these facts. But he says that God is righteous. And if God is righteous, then people must live righteous lives in order to be accepted by him. However, people are ignoring this fact of God's righteousness and has demanded to perform in their own righteousness. That's why it's been suggested that people divorce their behavior from behavior from their religion. People talk about they have a religion that they're saved and they practice their religion and they talk about their religion and they defend their religion, but at the same time, they are practicing things that Paul says that they will be omitted from the kingdom of God. The next thing that Paul talked about, and we will find that in 1 Corinthians verse 18, around about the B clause, as well as 1 Corinthians verse 13, the B clause, we come to see that Paul wanted them to understand how bad fornication was. He says fornication is sin against their body. Look at how he says this in the 6th chapter, the 18th verse, the B clause, when he says, every sin that a man doeth is without the body, meaning that every other sin that a man commits is outside the body. Other words, if he cusses, it's outside the body. If he lies, it's outside the body. If he steals something, it's outside the body. But he says, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. The one who is sexually immoral sins against his body. This sin would be the sin that is used, that uses the body in a way that does not glorify God. In other words, the body is considered as an instrument. It is considered as an instrument, and it is fighting and it is damaging itself. It is a defilement of one's body. It desecrates the body, which is the temple of God, and place, and it, which is the temple of God, a place where the Holy Spirit is supposed to dwell. In other words, Paul says here that when you are practicing fornication, you are doing damage to your body. Well, somebody say, well, how can I do damage to my body? Well, you think about the diseases that you would get when you are sleeping around with different people. It goes a little more further than that. It goes more deeper than that. It says this sin is devastating. It has devastating effects. It not just so much as affect the physical body by allowing diseases to overtake it because you've been sleeping with multiple people, but at the same time, it affects the memory, the total personality, and the soul of a person. Practicing fornication or sexual sin removes a person's body from God's guidance to unite with someone not in God's plan. He also said that those individuals that practice this, they violate God's purpose for their bodies. Opens the door for their hearts to receive Satan, who would gladly come in and use sexual sin as a weapon. He knows the power of this sin, and he knows that it can destroy. When a man and woman join their bodies together, their entire personality is involved. Personality refers to individual differences, characteristic patterns of thinking, feeling, habits, traits, attitudes, and behavior, which brings a deeper experience of oneness that brings with a deep lasting emotions. This is where we see soul ties take place. I talked about this in private counseling sessions, and I talked about how that when you have multiple sex partners, when you both come together, there's spirits that are dumped into each other. And if you're not careful, you will have the spirit of each person that you have slept with. And you think about it, men. You think about it, women. You wonder why come you are struggling in your marriage right now. It's because you have not disconnected the soul ties. That means you still have in your memory someone who made you feel better than the one that you are now presently married to. I wish I had time to go more in depth than that, but I think I've given you enough to see how that when those soul ties are still playing around in your mind and your marriage partner that you're married to, and I ain't talking about two men married, I ain't talking about two women, I want to clarify that, I'm talking about a male and a female, when these soul ties spirits are still tying and still moving around in your mind, you might not talk about it, but if you're not careful, your body will react to it, and before you know it, if the one that you're married to cannot perform like you want them to perform, I know this is heavy for people to hear, or the person is not doing like you want them to do, if you're not careful, that soul ties would allow your mind to go back to the one that did make you happy. But ain't it amazing how that person satisfies your flesh, but you weren't satisfied enough with that person to marry him? But at the same time, you want the one that you're married to be like the one that turned you out. Oh, I know that's heavy, but it's nothing but the truth. However, this is how the soul ties tied into this, because when people are fornicating, spirits are merging together. But then look at what Paul says in the 18th verse of chapter 6. He says that he warns that sexual sin is the most serious sin a person can commit against the body, for it involves the whole person. And the reason why he makes this statement is because if we go back up to 13, and the B clause, he says, the body is not intended for fornication or sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body, to save, sanctify, and to raise again because of the sacrifice that took place on the cross. Paul was trying to get the Corinthians to see here that the body was not designed for desires and urgencies of fornication and sexual gratification. The body was not designed to be the member of a harlot, nor of any other immoral partner. The body was made to be the member of Christ, which means that the Lord was to be honored in our bodies. That's the reason why come he says that our bodies is the temple that the Holy Spirit dwells in. That's the reason why he let it be known that our bodies, God made our bodies to glorify him, not to glorify what he created, because he did create sex, but he created sex for a man and a woman to have between themselves, that they may be fruitful and multiply the earth. But because of sin and how sin have entered into the world, that has been taken out of proportion. It has gone wild, but it is devastating people. It's devastating their mind as well as their spirit. He says that the body is designed for the Lord. and the Lord for the body. Two things here, carefully notice. He said God created the body of man so that man can worship and praise him. He also says that God created the body of man for the Lord so that he can dwell in, as I forestated earlier. Now, the reason why come Apostle Paul was trying to share this information with them was because you have to go back in history, and I know it might sound like I'm a little backwards, but there was a sex goddess by the name of Aphrodite. She was a sex goddess that represented love and sexuality. Having sex. She was heavily represented in Corinth. It says it was reported that Aphrodite was a very beautiful and sexually attractive woman, and she seduced many men to please herself. In other words, she knew how to seduce them because she wanted to please herself. It was recorded that she had 17 children by seven different men, and when she died, they built a gigantic sculpture of her with no clothes on, and they built a temple to honor her as the sex goddesses. It was reported that the purpose of this temple was to focus on serving men with temple slaves, referring to as temple prostitutes, that was dedicated to Aphrodite. It was reported that over 1,000 priestesses, other words, they was talking about women ministers who were called sacred prostitutes that served in this temple. And in the evening, when the sun was about to go down, these women would have a designated group that would go out into the streets of Corinth and persuade men to come up unto the hills where the temple is located at. This temple here gave Corinth a reputation that the whole world had to look at that time. They said that this reputation gave Corinth, the city of gross immorality, a place of evil living famous for its prostitution. By fornication and immorality being acceptable practices of behavior within the society, this behavior slipped into the church. It slipped into the church, overtook the church. Therefore, the young converts or the young Corinthian converts felt that it was all right for them to continually to practice that, because they were informed that all you had to do was just ask the Lord to forgive you because you have grace. Now, I don't have time to really go further into who introduced that crazy doctrine to them, but I can tell you this, it was the Judaizers, which was kin folks of the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes, who every time Paul went into a city preaching about Christ, these Judaizers had to come back and try to overturn or try to destroy what Apostle Paul was teaching. So these young converts came across this type of damnable doctrine to the degree to where they feel like they had the right to continue to practice this kind of lifestyle, although they said that they've been free. Listen to this. When Paul rebuked some of them about their behavior, they wanted to say that they believed that all things were lawful to them, meaning that they were allowed to do anything because Christ had taken away all sin, and what they were doing was taking away all sin. Therefore, what they was doing was not strictly forbidden by Scripture. So they had the complete freedom to live as they pleased. They felt like they had the rights to fulfill the desires of their body because their body is beautiful and healthy and satisfaction, and that in order for them to keep it up and to keep the primary purpose of satisfying their body by working and eating and sleeping and socializing, they felt like that they needed to fulfill their urgency. They need to fulfill the urgency of having sex. They even had an argument. They had an argument to try to prove that as food, as our bodies discern and desire food, he says, and we need food, they believe that we needed food for normal functioning, so the body desires sex and must have sex for normal functions. The desires of the body are normal and natural, therefore satisfying the normal function is the only natural thing to do, and it could be no wrong no matter who said it. There was no wrong in it, no matter who was against it. Therefore, sex is normal physical function, so why not use it to please ourselves? They had this thought process, and Apostle Paul here, he had to correct it. In correcting this, he let it be known to them. He says it is there's two things that you need to understand about this having been lawful. He says all things are lawful to a person because God has made man and his body, and he has everything in the world that he has made, and it is considered to be good. He says, but there are two restrictions you have to look at. He says, the first restriction here, the first restriction is that all things are not expedient. And that word expedient means it is helpful. Everything is not helpful. Everything is not worthwhile. Everything is not wise. Everything is not profitable. He used for an example, according to history, he says it is helpful to eat fish. He says, but it is unprofitable to eat the bones. He says it is profitable to eat strawberries, but it is unprofitable to eat poison berries. He says here, he said it is profitable, it is worthwhile to keep the activities of your body, keep yourself in shape. He says, but it is harmful to lie around and become inactive. In other words, he gave some examples to show in one restriction that how that it could be helpful. Some of this is not helpful. Some of it is not worthwhile. Some of it is not wise. Some of it is not profitable. Some is and some not. But then he says the second restriction is that all things are not wise. Some things are not worth getting involved in because it can cause you to be a slave. So what he was saying was you that were caught up and sexual immorality, now you have allowed it to make a slave out of you. Instead of you controlling it, it's controlling you. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, when that sex demon get in you, it will control you and it will make you do things that you cannot stop on your own. That's the reason why it's important for you to understand there's some things that you cannot practice. There's many other things that you can add to this equation, but Paul was trying to get them to see here the importance of not fornicating, because fornication here will make you a slave of it. And let me tell you something, I'm very aware of how Satan operates and the things that he do. And that's why the world, they are going to fornicate because they don't even want to acknowledge who God is. But fornication should not be mentioned among the saints. If you remember what Paul told the Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 5, he said, let not this be named among you. And it bothers me whenever you have people who have important names in the body of Christ, but attached to their name is a fornicator. They can call themselves a bishop, but attached to the end of that is a fornicator. They can call themselves a deacon, but attached to it is an adulterer. Or they can call themselves a mother of the church, but attached to them is an habitual liar. Oh, these evil things, as Paul says, should not be named among us. But look at what we're seeing today. We're seeing a lot of this stuff that is taking place in the body of Christ, and we are wondering what's going on. It is a sign that a person's heart is defiled. Understand, my brothers and sisters, fornication is loveless, meaning that it is harsh. It is cruel. It is insensitive. It is based on lust and not love. It is impure motives. It is veiled passion. It is evil cravings. It begins and the lustfulness of a man's heart. It is self-centered. It is based on always seeking ways to satisfy you as an individual. It's always seeking ways to take advantage of someone else. It is always seeking a way to fulfill the desires of your flesh. You remember what Paul says, that in this flesh dwelleth no good thing. He let it be known that the flesh that has nothing good in it. That's the reason why come he says he had to discipline his body. He had to consecrate. He had to fast. He had to put his flesh under subjection. He had to make sure that he did not allow the enemy to utilize his flesh to get glory, but that his body will be utilized to give God all the glory.
You have been listening to Pastor Rayshawn McCoy from the Berean Holy Temple Church, 200 Forest Hill Drive in Garner, North Carolina. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m.
Tyrone
to
Jennings,
10 o'clock a.m.
He told me, he said, D, I got a song. Would you mind if I sang it? I told Tyrone, if God gave it to you, not man, but if God gave it to you, then you sang your song. And Tyrone, give him a hand. One day, we all was lost, but Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood, but little me, do I got any Bible readers in the house tonight? Let me tell you what else they did. They crucified my Lord. They crucified my Lord. They crucified my Lord. For me, Granny used to grab me by my shoulder and say, boy, oh Lord, one day something like this. It was his blood. I'm so glad Jesus did it.
My Bible tell me
it was his blood.
They marched him down to Calvary Hill. They whooped him all night long. But what I like about Jesus, not one time he said a mumbling word. They spit on Jesus. They even lied on Jesus. But not one time he never said a mumbling word. They tell me Mary came around. She said, that's my boy. He ain't done no wrong. Then when they got him to Calvary Hill, they laid him down on the cross. They nailed him in his hand. Jesus still never said a mumbling word. They nailed him in his other hand. Mary said, that's my boy. He ain't done no wrong. And then they pierced him in the side, and blood came streaming down. Good God Almighty. And then they nailed him in his feet. I can hear Mary saying, that's my boy. He ain't done no wrong. They tell me when Jesus died, he looked up to his father, and he said, Father, forgive them for they not knowing, for what they are doing. He said, Father, forgive them for not knowing what they're doing. And they said, Jesus laid his head in the lock of his shoulder, and he looked up to Jesus. He said, I give up the ghost to you. Father, I give it to you. Father, my time is done. I came down here all in the North Carolina just to let you know, just to let you know.
He shed his blood.
He shed his blood.
I'm so glad
Jesus shed his blood.
He shed his blood.
Granny used to tell me,
she
said, boy, when it come down to Jesus' business, she said, boy, I don't never want to catch a plan with God's business. So I stopped by to let you know, if you ain't got your house in order, it's time to get your house in order. Because Jesus prepared the way over 2,000 years ago. Poor God Almighty, tell somebody. Could you do me one favor? Grab the neighbor by the hand real fast and say, neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm so glad Jesus died for me. That's the reason why I don't look like what I've been through. Tell him this hand you're holding right here. Been lied on, said his hand right here. It been talked about. Tell him it been misunderstood. Tell him it been misunderstood. But tell him by God grace and mercy. By God grace and mercy. By God grace and mercy. I'm still yet alive right now. Living he loved me, and dying he saved me. Over 2,000 years ago he buried my sins far away. Anybody glad he buried your sins far away? I wish Granny was here tonight. She said, if it had not been for the Lord on your side. We just sing it one more time. He shed his blood now.
He shed his blood.
He took a little filthy boy like me and dust me off. He took a little rusty boy like me. He took a little hate out of me and put a little love in me. He took a little danger out of me. Put a little peace in my mind. Put a little peace in my mind. Yes, he did. God bless you.
For the very best in gospel music, join radio host, Blessed, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., Monday through Sunday. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's radio host, Sister Love. And from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. it's 3 hours of contemporary Christian music with various recording artists around the world. And from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. it's a front row seat. With various quartet groups, in concert, 7 days a week, live, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Catch the Wave, It's a God Thing. We will be right back after our station ID.
It's quartet music, and you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music, and it's this. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Well, I want you to do something for me right now. I want you to stand on your feet right now and raise your hands and let's give God 3 shouts of the highest praise. Say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, yeah, yeah. Come on. Everybody come on, yeah.
Come on in the room.
And we're gonna
have a good time.
Come on,
come
yeah.
On in the room.
We're gonna
have a good time.
Come on,
come
yeah.
On in the room.
And we're gonna
have a good time.
Doing what?
Yeah. In the Lord.
We're gonna
have a good time.
Now we'll be and we're
gonna have a good time.
Now we'll be singing,
singing
yeah.
In the room.
We're gonna
have a good time.
Singing
in the room.
And
we're gonna have a good time.
Doing what?
Praising the Lord.
We're gonna
have a good time.
Now we'll be shouting,
shouting
yeah.
In the room.
And
we're gonna
another person said, what else can I find in the room, in the room? And I told him, you can find fire,
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 fire. Where about in the room, in the room? That ain't all. They asked me, said, what else can I find down in the room? And I told them, and I told them, and I told them, and I told them, you can find power,
power.
another person. Said, how did you feel down in the room? And I told him, I felt like running.
Yes, I love.
Felt like running.
Yes, I love.
I felt like running.
Yes, I love.
Whereabouts in the room? In the room? In the room? Backing on. And what else did you feel down in the room? And I told them, and I told them, and I told them, and I told them, and I felt like shouting, yes. Where about in the room? Come on in the room. Come on in the room. Don't you wanna go down in the room? Nothing but joy, nothing but joy, unspeakable joy, nothing but love. Holy Ghost is there, get down in the room.
Now you can sit there and look like a knot on a log if you wanna, but I want y'all to know that I came here to have a little joy here tonight. I came here to praise the Lord. And if I was you tonight, I wouldn't let it be said that I waited too long. Cause I want you to know, if you didn't come here looking for nothing tonight, then nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But if you came to lift up the name of Jesus, I want you to get up on your feet one more time.
we get ready to have some church in here right now. Here we go. Come on, Renee.
Gospel Radio Network.
Gonna warm me up this morning, children. I was close. Lord, I can move, yeah. Yeah. Doesn't matter, God's reason.
You see me shout.
I got so much.
Got so much to shout about.
Hey. I got so much.
Got so much to shout about.
Yeah. Good God Almighty. Listen. God woke me up this morning. Yeah. Yeah. I was closing out. Lord, I can move. Yeah, Lord. That's a mighty good reason.
You see me shout.
Said you're all I need.